Hey guys, it's Todd B. One final time, and welcome to the last video. Can I say again that I'm so proud of you for getting this far? It is no small thing to write an outline, to be ready for writing. My friend suggested I wear a party hat for this video. I couldn't find one, and I thought about champagne, but I don't have that either. So I'm going to shake up this fizz bottle and get a little. Did it? I don't know if you heard that. But it doesn't matter because you have an outline and you're ready to write your book. Now, like I said at the beginning of this video and the beginning of these lessons, you could get started writing tomorrow. But there might be a couple problems that you run into whenever you start writing and you're trying to stick to this outline. I want to touch on these because I don't want you to hit a speed bump and get surprised. Anytime you start writing, there's gonna be a hiccup, there's gonna be a roadblock, and I wanna equip you for those, even with your outline, so you know what to do when you handle them. The first problem is, you come up with an idea that you didn't think of in the outlining section. Now, this kinda takes two forms, right? Like you're writing, and all of a sudden, boom, you get this idea that came from nowhere, and you didn't have it in your outline. There are two types of ideas here, and I want to make sure to address them both so you don't get off track. Type one is you're writing your how-to book on 95 ways to use Excel, and the idea for a spy thriller hops into your head. This is totally normal, and creative people are kind of notorious for this because they jump from idea to idea. What I like to do, because this happens to me every time I'm in there, is create a little file that's extra ideas. So I can stick that, oh, I know, this the spy thriller in Madrid, he goes through the buildings, great. I'm gonna put all of that in my other file, and then I'm gonna get back to my manuscript. Most people don't wanna lose the idea, that's fine. Just store it somewhere else and keep going. The second type of idea you come up with that wasn't there in the outline is the type that's much more gratifying because you realize that there's a hole in your outline. And if that's the case, simply put it in the outline, right? Go back to your outline while you're writing and say, okay, I forgot about this, but I'm gonna stick it there because I think it's online for this book. I know it aligns with my goals, and I'm gonna have to write about that later. So those are gonna happen. You're a creative person. Those ideas are gonna come out of nowhere, and I want you to be prepared for it. The second thing that might happen, the second problem is your outline isn't going as far as you hoped. Writing a book is a big process. Now, since if you're self-publishing, there's no word count limit, right? You can write as much or as little as you want to and package it up and call it a book. Most people, you're talking 30,000, 50,000, 70,000 words, and sometimes the outline just kind of falls short of that. I want you to know, number one, that this is fine. It's normal. Again, you can only get so far with this part of the process. This takes you most of the way, but every time I've started writing, I found an issue or something I forgot, and I have to make that decision. A piece of research, an idea didn't turn out like I had hoped, and I have to pivot. No problem with that at all. What I love to do is say I've got an outline, like my outline here, I had three sections, 9 total chapters. And if I'm stuck on chapter 2, I almost always just jump and write chapter 4. And that's the beauty of an outline. That's how I can write so fast and get these things done in less time than most people because I have my outline right there. I can write chapters 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 15, whatever I need to, and then go back and fill in the holes later. That is such a powerful thing in a world where I know you're busy, I'm busy, and most of us are just trying to squeeze writing in to other parts of our life. The outline is the best tool that you can have to keep the momentum going even when your time gets short. So with that, I just want to thank you again. Best of luck writing your book. You've been amazing. I don't know you've been amazing because I'm on the other side of the camera, but I can tell if you took this course, you're going to do it right. You're going to write your book. You're going to put it into the world. And I literally believe you're going to change your life. You can do it. Get through the outline. Get through the sloppy first draft. And it's going to be an amazing process. Writing a book changed my life. I know it's going to change yours too. And I know it's going to be for the better. Much love as always. Once again, I'm Todd B. And I'll see you soon.